you know, it's time that, you know, you and I discussed us.
Well, yeah, you guys have been on quite the journey with these dating shows. Right. Huh?
We want to come to you and speak about our relationship and just talk us through.
What's the issue?
We'll bring it up.
Hey. Is it your narcissism?
That's not the reason I broke up with you.
It's your narcissism.
I can't deal with it. You see what I mean?
Yeah,
she attacks me all the time
it,
and I don't know what to do.
Are you going to cry?
Sometimes when you love someone, you have emotions.
Can you guys hear
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode, 174 of Dropouts. Turn your headphones on before I fight you with both hands.
Wait, how?
Oh, there's a little button can hear on the bottom.
No, no puedo oír nada.
Oh my gosh, I love Chinese. Oh, great. No, worries. That's just part of our story.
First time just breaking things.
Although, as good podcast hosts, we probably should have had those on for her to begin with.
Or women can do anything.
Can you hear?
Now I can.
So we don't have to hold their hand through life.
That makes sense why all of you are already speaking into these things.
I'm not good with these things because I forget the mic is here, so I start talking over here sometimes.
Well, she really is not good at
The good point of that is whenever you do, I'll go, what the hell? And I will not be nice about it. Okay. I'll put you down emotionally, and I'm going to bring up stuff that's nasty. And then you're going to get mad. You're going to leave.
And I'll cry?
No, you don't cry. You're a strong woman, I can tell.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, we're starting made her whole year with
yeah,
that.
I know. I was like, wow.
I love strong, independent women. Oh, we're here with Franny and...
It's only been like 20 blind dating videos.
I had my eyes closed. I was blind.
It's true.
So I didn't know it was you. I was behind a curtain.
Yeah.
It's like Neza with Z's for whatever reason.
Yes, with Z's, yes.
Even though your real name is Vanessa?
It is Vanessa.
Without Z's.
Without Z's.
And that makes me really mad. Can we get some intro music? Sorry. I need to take a break.
Where your cute little intro visuals happen.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, before we start this podcast, remember, we have a Patreon where we're giving away an Xbox, AirPods. What else, dude?
Gift card. Merch.
Merch. We're doing a bunch of stuff, but you have to sign up today in the Patreon. It's very cheap. It's only like $1 million. Oh, wait, it's five, you idiots. Also, one other thing is we do drunk episodes on there where we get plastered, and this month we are getting drunk and carving pumpkins. Here's a drunk clip. Okay, now that you know about Patreon and you're not signed up, do it.
Nice.
That's
nailed it.
That's called a call to action, baby.
That's a great call to action.
Let's get back to it. Speak when spoken to. Let's get back to it. And go.
Welcome to Dropouts.
Okay.
Podcast.
What did you bring us to talk about today?
About... you.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. You know, it's time that, you know, you and I discussed us.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, when I saw you completely threadless, it was eye-opening for me because I expected everything to be in the places I saw in diagrams at school. And a lot of them were sideways. One of them, usually they're flipped like this. Yours was flipped like this. And I got a little confused when I was down there. But that's not the reason I broke up with you. The reason I broke up with you is because there's more women who are probably better.
Stop it. What? Stop it.
Franny did not know what she was signing up for doing this. By the way, I was like, hey, by the way, like, do you want to do this podcast with Zach? And she's like, yeah. And then I didn't really tell her anything else.
Good. That's always a good plan.
Okay, Neza did tell me that you have the barometer of a mother.
The barometer of a mother. What does that just mean?
Yeah, I'm like, I was a little confused.
You like to stay in the pocket of sweet conversation.
Yeah.
You don't want us to go crass.
I can be a little vulgar sometimes.
You
want
to be vulgar? Let's do it.
No, I don't want to.
That reminds me.
I think it's...
You cuss a little?
Yeah, that's exactly... Damn it. You always steal my jokes.
It's okay, man. I'm just one step ahead, right?
Oh, God, no. You just speak louder.
And Rudolph, what happened?
Oh, fuck off, okay? You know I have eczema.
Gosh.
You never said you had eczema. You never said you had eczema.
I do.
I'm sorry. If I would have known you had a terminal condition, I would not have brought it up. Sorry, we have to get him moisturizer. Okay, so you two are women.
Yes.
Yes.
How is that?
It's great.
Good.
We can give birth.
Oh, how many times have you done it so far?
About four.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah. And what are their names?
Rebecca.
Smash.
Jasmine.
And these are your both collective?
Yes, we have them together.
Yeah.
Oh, through the bone marrow process. I'm pretty sure there's a new way where women can just have children themselves through Like, isn't that correct? You brought me on to this.
Well, no, I've heard of it. I don't know if it's like scientifically proven or if it was just like a theory that they're working on, like a little experiment. But I've heard of it because it made like big news because women were like, really fuck men now. Like, well, we don't need you guys.
Isn't there a statistic that like by year 30, 40,
by
whatever,
year 30, 40.
By the year the four, year whatever.
3000.
In the year 3000, males will be like extinct.
What?
What?
Yeah, you have you've never.
That's
where'd you,
news
where'd
to me.
You hear that?
I don't know. I don't know deep into the TikTok realm of things. Yeah, I don't know, but TikTok. There's like I'm pretty sure there's like something where like I think eventually men are going to be.
I think
gone?
My
dunzo.
Dad got diagnosed with that early, but I'm not sure.
What?
Oh, he's not around much. yeah. Okay. I don't know your guys' stance on this, but Jared has lesbian parents. We like to feel the room, so
do
if you want to leave now,
I do.
Well,
Julie
that.
And April.
I'm into
up.
It.
Love that.
Julie and good. April, such great names
I love
as
that.
A duo.
Thank you. You don't have to say that just because they're lesbian. And it's not even June. You don't have to be that nice. But they are great, great women.
Oh, thank you, Zach. That was so genuine.
They're two of my favorite people.
Well, normally you make a joke about how you want to like get in bed with one of
yes,
them.
Yes, but we have so. Franny on, and she's you know how wholesome she is. So
okay.
We got to be wholesome
you're
with
right,
Franny.
You're right.
Right.
So Franny, what is your favorite color?
I actually don't know.
Nice. And then
I don't have one.
Neza, when is the last time you've been raw dog? See, we're going gentle here and then we're absolutely crossing a line when we get over to you.
Oh, last night.
Man.
How was that?
It was great. Yeah. It honestly was just like, you know what? It just works out.
Yeah, it does. Is that true?
Yeah, it is true. It's I was being honest.
It's the truth.
Oh,
Franny knows.
Are,
I know.
Are you on birth control?
I know everything.
I am not.
So, okay.
So she can have a baby anytime.
I will not be having babies. Franny's going to have five for sure.
Five? You want five?
She wants five kids.
I want four. I want to have three of my own and adopt one.
Yes.
Wow. That's a lot.
Which
of kids.
Are you going to adopt? Like, when in the line are you going to adopt one?
I don't know. And I think at the end, maybe.
Are you thinking like a different ethnicity just because it's going to be strange if they're like, why was I the, or you have to tell them, it's like, oh yeah, we all look the same, but you're not mine.
I don't know. I was honestly, well, so I'm Colombian and I would love to adopt a child from Colombia.
Yeah.
Oh.
What is that face for? What does that mean?
He got a little.
You said they were white. I said that?
Do I look white?
I mean, maybe we dipped you in a little bit of caramel for Halloween season, but I don't know what's going on over there with your skin tone.
Oh, interesting.
Gotcha.
I thought it was just the jumpsuit bringing out
the tan.
The tan.
Yeah.
No, do you ever, we're not white.
That's fine. Okay. I love people that aren't white.
Okay.
I can name six.
Okay.
Beyonce.
Okay. Oh, he's naming them more.
Jay-Z. Brandy.
Nice.
Blue Ivy.
Neza.
Is that five?
The other Destiny's Childers.
Nice.
So...
You got it.
Wow. I got it.
You got it.
Are the only people of color that you know part of the Beyonce, Jay-Z like ecosystem?
I saw a documentary.
Recently.
Yeah, it wasn't recently. That's how you know I'm not racist. It stuck with me. And I love that. So women.
Women.
How long? Oh, wait, back to you.
How long what?
So sorry. Favorite color? You just stew on that for a second. I got to talk to Neza.
Yes. What's up?
You don't want to have a child.
Right now.
Do you have like one of those mini crossbows in you?
What
well,
do you
that's
mean?
Birth control.
Oh, okay.
An IUD?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What did you call it?
Like a mini crossbow. Have you seen them?
Yeah.
Someone actually just told me this story recently that he had an experience and he never told the girl. He had an experience where he was, you know, having sex with this girl and he knew she had an IUD and I guess it wasn't properly placed.
Oh, no.
And he cut and he didn't know. Okay. So he didn't know until he pulled out. He was like,
he
thought that she got her period and she was the one that was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And he's like, oh no, don't worry about it. Like happens all the time. It wasn't until he got home that he realized he had the biggest gash.
Oh, wow.
And,
wow, but like,
and he never told her.
They went gash to gash.
He didn't feel it?
Oh, no, not until like later the adrenaline was gone and he never told her. And I was like, you could have saved other men from having that experience.
Oh my God.
So I'm terrified to have an IUD now because of that.
But not a child based on your
actions.
Well,
you can get the ones that look like little mini hula hoops. You know, those also
exist. Yeah, the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ring.
And so.
Ooh, the one to rule them all.
I just got into Lord of the Rings. Did I haven't you? Finished them. I've only watched two.
Well, it's going to take you the rest of the year.
Great.
They're very okay. long.
Love that.
Oh, okay. Very short on that one, wasn't she? Franny, back to you. Uh-huh. Okay. Favorite animal?
I actually
yeah?
have a very insane birth control
she
story.
She does. Great oh. leeway.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's You're more, hear this.
Okay. This is not really your lane, but we'll let her do it.
Let her explore a
okay,
little bit.
Let me, okay, bit. Yeah, let me be like a little like,
okay,
you know,
a little
like,
dicey.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm here
a
for
little
it.
Dicey.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try to be as quick as possible.
But no, please don't. This is a podcast.
No, take as long as you need.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, sounds good. So when I was in high school.
Smash.
When I was.
Sorry.
Zach. How old are you?
Me?
Oh, no.
Oh, just continue.
I would be in high school too in this scenario.
Okay,
you creep.
Got it.
You should probably preface that next time.
And yeah. I will, out loud. Over to you.
So when I was in high school, I was about 17. I was having period issues, right?
We've all been there.
It's irregular. It's not really, you know,
it's not on time.
Doing its thing. Anyway, so I go to the doctor, gives me birth control to try and regulate it, whatever. I take the birth control the first night, and some of the side effects are dizziness, nausea, vomiting. Take the birth control, wake up at 5 a.m. with this urge to just projectile vomit. And I get up, I run to the bathroom. And as I'm running into the bathroom, I completely pass out. I fall face first onto my counter, gash my forehead open, like in between my eyebrows. I fall to the floor, black out, and I'm just like bleeding everywhere.
Out of both holes.
Yeah. And then I wake up and I drag myself to the toilet because I still felt like I was going to throw up. I dry heave into the toilet. Nothing comes out. And all of a sudden I see blood gushing down into the toilet. Then I pass out again from all the blood coming out of my head. And then when I wake up, I drag myself back to the door and I start screaming for my mom. My mom comes in. She passes out from seeing all the blood.
Thanks, mom.
She
what
passes
happened to hashtag
out.
Women for women?
She was so scared. She passed out too. And then when she woke up, she started screaming for my
divorced.
Dad.
Oh, never mind.
No.
Cool.
Screaming for my dad. My dad comes upstairs and then my dad was just like, what happened?
Yeah, I was praying that your dad also had yeah, me too. Like, way to go, champ.
Yeah, no. And then I went to the hospital and I got 8 stitches and
on your head? You can't even tell.
In between my eyebrows.
That would have sucked.
Oh,
if it would
my
have stayed.
God.
Yeah. That See, was probably one of the crazier things to happen to me when I was younger.
I don't.
You also had another crazy thing happen to you. I've never.
What happened?
Franny has great stories.
what
do you mean? What do you mean? Didn't you go like on a trip somewhere and then you like fell off a horse and then got found by like?
Oh yeah.
These Ooh. Village people and then
in
they
Costa
took
Rica.
Her in and then they like she was there for a while until like the camp found her.
Is that this whole story?
No, basically, yeah, I was on a horseback riding trip in the rainforest of Costa Rica with one of my childhood best friends. And I
as
was,
we all do.
Yeah. And I was so young. I think I was like 12 or something. Anyways, one of the people that we were with, her horse went crazy, took off. She fell off the horse. She gashed her head open.
Gosh.
I decided to trot over thing. With my horse. Saw the blood. I passed out on my horse. No,
not a blood girl.
No one noticed that I was passed out on the horse. So everyone kind of trotted away. And then these
did they
people,
think you were just like really emotionally hugging the horse? What did they-
I don't even think they I don't even know. But gotcha. Basically the people who lived in up in the mountains, it was like a village. These women found me and they just took me off the horse, brought me inside their house and they fed me or made me drink water with sugar to like bring me back. And then they finally found me like an hour later.
Oh, I would have 100% thought, I was like, this is my life now. Yeah. I live in this village. Like no one's going to find me.
It was insane.
Did you wake up thinking, who are these humans?
I was kind of in and out. So when they took me off the
double,
horse.
Double.
Yeah. So I was, you know, I felt them carrying me off and I just couldn't nice. Move though. So I just kind of accepted my fate at that point.
Crazy.
So you're just like the village people have me.
Yeah.
I hope they don't touch me inappropriately. Oh, water and sugar.
I would have been so thrilled once I got the water and sugar because I was like, oh, they're probably going to. And then I was like, no, they didn't.
They didn't touch you?
Jared, whoa. We're not getting into the specifics. We have Franny on this podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So Nez over here said you have several great stories. That's only two. Let's, give me another one, or none of us are going to talk until you do.
I don't even know.
Okay, no.
Oh, wait, I do have one, but you're not going to talk about it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, good. Sick.
Sorry. She's so like, sorry.
No. Right. Yeah, that's a great. Do you so want to bring sorry. Anything else we can't talk about?
Let's just get it all out of
bring
the way right now.
Bring something up that we can't talk about.
Sweet. What's your boyfriend's
but
name?
But you know what? You know what? You know what I'm talking about, though, because we're like this.
I don't know. Yes, wait, how old was I?
Coachella. Not Coachella.
Okay.
Sorry.
She loves riddles.
Mario Kart. Rainbow
oh,
Road.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, it's just weird shit happens to
it's
me.
Crazy.
It's all good, though. I'm here.
I'm enticed I'm by the Mario Kart. when you say you can't speak about it, legal reasons?
It's just a lot.
What's the percent chance I can get it out of you?
Zero.
Okay.
If point. There's anything below zero, that.
Fuck you.
I didn't think, all right. I mean, I'm down if you're down. Okay. Back to you ladies. Neza.
Yes.
So this wonderful woman to your left, you guys met how long ago?
5 years now.
2017. 2016, 2017.
We met.
And you consider yourselves best friends?
Yes. Yeah.
Why do you guys think you connected so well?
We were thrown into a house together.
Okay, let's speak about it. What house?
Freddie and I met, well, we met before that, briefly, maybe a couple times. And then we were in a content house, essentially, together, run under...
Univision?
Univision.
Yeah. Wait, how'd you know?
A lot of time when I ask questions, I already know the answer.
Oh.
Yeah, I just pretend like I'm interested.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
So it's all fake.
Manipulative is what I prefer.
Got it. Okay.
No, not fake. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was told I can only speak when spoken to.
That's so great that she like abides by it too. Most women don't. Now it's like, oh, free speech. I want to vote.
Oh my God.
Not you.
Anyways.
You're a 50s gal.
Anyways, we were in this house together. We were putting out, what, 3 videos a week?
Yeah.
On YouTube, and just, it was just us and David in that house for like 6 months. So we got pretty close.
Okay. Where are you both from?
Bay Area.
From New Jersey.
You don't pump your own gas.
No.
Hey, fun fact.
Yeah, you don't do it.
Well,
you have no
here
idea.
I do.
You have no idea what to do at a gas
pump.
Well,
when I tell you, when I moved here, I was so confused.
You're a little scared?
Yeah.
Do you still need help?
No.
Okay.
I got it. I'm a pro.
Anything else you're confused about?
No.
Wow.
Nothing? There's not a single thing?
No.
That's a woman.
That's a woman.
We know everything.
That is true.
We know everything.
It's true, though. We do know everything. And if we don't, we figure it out. I can find out anything about anyone. You'd give me just like a name and give me like 20 minutes on Instagram and everything. What?
Huh?
What'd you say?
What'd you say?
Idiot.
Yeah, what did you say?
No.
Okay.
What did you say? I heard it.
Okay, we need to talk about... So you guys both, what did you start out doing before you got into social media? And then how did you get into whatever the hell you guys are doing now?
I worked at PacSun for 6 years.
Jared used to pack people's sons. Over
That's
to you.
Awful.
Why is that awful? You have gay parents.
No.
God, you're a bigot. All right. Over to you guys.
Oh my God.
What did you do?
I did so many things. I was a student, waitress, freelance makeup artist.
Where did you
and
wait?
Babysitter.
All in one.
Toast Bakery Cafe in West Hollywood.
And what was the worst thing to make?
I didn't make the food.
True, because that's a waitress.
Yeah.
If you guys aren't listening. What was the worst part about being a waitress?
When I would fuck up.
Okay, I thought you were going to not say up. There was like just a pause enough where I had alarm. I was like, oh, the customers. And then you said up. Okay, what were some things that you would mess up? I used to be a waiter, so this was
I can't relate.
Of course you can because you're privileged. But I used to be a waiter and I think we can bounce back and forth with some of the hardships of the job.
You know, putting stuff in wrong.
Gotcha.
Forgetting about shit.
Gotcha.
You know.
I do know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you want to talk about folding?
I worked at Cold Stone. Does that count?
That's right up your alley.
Oh, tell them your Cold Stone story.
Oh no. My first day of work story.
It's kind of tragic.
I don't know. It doesn't affect me now all that much because I've gone back to this Cold Stone and it doesn't affect me. Anyways, so we have to make the waffles. The waffle cones we make.
Oh, wow.
And
that's insider info.
Yeah, insider info. The whole thing. Burnt my hands so many times making these cones. And on the first day, for some reason, that was my job all day was making these waffle cones. And so you're just in this little area with all these fumes of the waffle cones coming. And for some reason, I don't know if it was nerves. I don't know what it was, but it just hit me like a truck. I was like, I'm going to projectile vomit right here, right now. And mind you, the waffle station is outside. It's not like I'm in the back. Like I'm where everyone is serving ice cream. And so within like a second, I was just like, crap, do I run to the back or whatever? And so I just turn, grab the nearest trash can and just start hurling.
While they're like people in the store.
Ordering ice cream and the person serving the ice cream is throwing up right in front of
you. My coworkers are behind me, like obviously like, you know, chopping away at the ice cream. And I'm just projectile vomiting. And my manager runs out because there's cameras that she's watching at all times. She runs out. She's like, are you okay? And I was just like, I'm so sorry. Because I was so embarrassed, you guys. I was so embarrassed. I was like 15 and I was just like crying. I was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. She's like, just go home. Just go home. I was like, okay. And it never happened again. I made waffles for years. But it like, I don't know why that one time.
A little rocky road made by you.
Anyways, yeah, I threw up on my first day of work.
Yeah, that is gross.
Okay.
And that's okay.
I'm shocked they still kept me after that.
What was some of the weirdest orders you would have people? Because I know people walk in there like, yeah, give me ice cream, but breathe in it. But you know, like they get some weird toppings.
No, but I was working there in high school. So all my friends would. So back then, Cold Stone doesn't do it anymore. I feel like they got sued by somebody. I should look it up.
Oh, you'd throw it?
No. Oh, sorry. If you get tipped, you have to sing.
Oh,
what's the song?
They don't do it anymore. There's so many songs that you learned, and they are engraved in my brain for life. But
and a three and a two and a one, two.
We'll be mixing on the Cold Stone when you tip, and then you guys go, when you tip. We'll be mixing on the Cold Stone when you tip.
When you tip.
We'll be mixing and a dipping and a mixing and a dipping. We'll be mixing and a dipping when we
tip.
That's one of like so many.
I would sit there with $45 and ruin your day.
You exactly. My high school friends would come after school and just do that. $1, $1. And I would just be singing there in the food court singing.
With slowly just like you're shaking a gun behind the counter, just like waiting.
Do you have to do it in a mic?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. That's but there was song. One. That's not too bad. There was one that everyone had to participate and it was always, I never did it because I didn't want my coworkers to hate me, but it was called the banana song. And there was a dance that went with it. And you had to drop everything you were doing and do the dance. If not, you got in trouble.
So annoyed if I was the other customers in the store. I just want my ice cream.
I worked so hard this week. And this is my cheat day. I want a sweet treat. And now I got this girl keep singing this banana song that goes like this.
Yeah. Oh, I don't remember the banana one.
Oh, but they're ingraining you forever.
I have the song book at my house.
Can I tell you something kind of personal?
What?
I love Cold Stone.
So do I.
Can I tell you my order?
Yes.
Feel free to judge.
Okay.
Chocolate ice cream. Base. Yes. How do you feel so far?
Like it or love it?
Gotta have it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Actually, no. I usually go love it.
Okay.
But I get it in a gotta have it bowl so it doesn't spill over.
Smart.
Very smart. Thank you. And then I do M&Ms with cookie dough with extra M&Ms. And then they mix it all, obviously.
Yeah.
What? How do you feel about that?
Well, I hate cookie dough.
Oh, my gosh.
But
what?
I know. I already knew what everyone's reaction was going to be saying that. I am, yeah. My whole life I've gotten that.
I'm not a big fan of it either.
Yeah, but you would you like at least, I can't even like look at it.
Oh.
Oh.
You're like my grandpa, but with minorities.
Yeah.
What about you? What is your order?
Just mint chip.
God.
Huh? That's it? No toppings inside or anything?
Let's go back to your favorite color. You can sit there for a second.
To make crazy.
I'll do like the mint ice cream with like Oreo.
What if she goes like, no, it's like mint ice cream, but there's chips in it. And we're like, we got it. We picked up on it.
Sometimes I'll do the Oreo if I'm feeling crazy.
And
rainbow sprinkle.
It's like that TikTok of the girls like, I might be crazy, but like, I just like more garlic my pesto. And everyone's like, it does the stitch. It's like, oh my God, you're crazy.
You are pretty wild. So sometimes you do the sprinkles.
Sometimes.
Franny, all the time. Franny loves sprinkles. Every time we're at a carnival or something, I just know when she's, oh, I'm going to go get ice cream. She'll come back with a cone covered in sprinkles every single time.
Well, soft serve, you have to.
Yeah.
It's like there's no choice.
Yeah.
There's a choice.
there's always a choice.
Sprinkles is such mom energy, though. That is screaming.
She wants to be a mother of four and one being adopted.
So soon.
And then you currently have someone. Are you guys... attempting?
No.
Oh, so soon. So you lied.
Oh, no, I'm not saying she's trying. I'm saying if it happened, but practicing. She'd be over the moon about it.
No, practicing. Look, idiot. I cannot wait for the day that I'm a mother.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do with them?
But I'm not rushing it.
Okay. Yeah.
I want it to be when it's the right time.
Why do you think you want to be a mother so dearly?
I don't know. I've always had this motherly nurturing thing about me. And yeah. I don't know. I just feel like my life purpose is to be a mom.
Do you feel like you're almost the mom of your friend group? Like you're there to, you're a good nurturer to when people yeah, have issues?
Definitely. Yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So Nessa comes up to you and obviously she's had a recent breakup because she can't keep a man. How are you going to talk
her? First of all.
Damn.
How are you?
Yeah, that was tough.
First of all.
That was tough.
No, that was a shot that did not need to be fired.
But I don't lie.
No.
What, how would you help her out?
With finding someone?
Okay. Say Neza and I are here and we've been in a.
Absolutely not.
4-year relationship. and we want to so come, bad. We want to come to you and speak about our relationship okay. and just talk us through.
What's the issue?
We'll bring it up.
that right there, that's the issue. Yeah, that's the issue. Hot fucking temper. Yeah,
that's the issue. Hey. Is it your narcissism? Is that why we're entering Franny couple therapy? It's your narcissism.
I can't deal with it. You see what I mean?
Yeah,
she
yeah,
attacks
it,
me all
it,
the time
it,
and I don't know what to do. The thing is, she comes home from work.
Are you going to cry?
Sometimes when you love someone, you have emotions. You've got to understand that.
Well, yeah, you guys have been on quite the journey with these dating shows.
Right. I know.
Yeah, we've been on 80.
Have you ever been chosen?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay,
no.
Okay.
And I find it rude. Distasteful.
Rude, yeah.
On your part.
Oh, interesting.
How many dating shows have we been on together? Maybe 8.
Yeah, maybe 8.
And why have you not chosen me once?
I don't know. Let's run a clip of your answers.
Yeah, roll a clip.
Oh, maybe it's like, oh, this guy has a creative mind and loves banter. Obviously, off the set, he's probably jovial and fun and cares about women's feelings. But no, you just you take me at face value of my jokes. That's not nice.
Well, that's how you're presenting yourself.
No. Afterwards, I'll give her a nice hug and hello, how are you? I'm cordial. The moment these cameras cut, I'm going to be like, I hope you had a good time. If you need anything, let us know. Do you need another water? But right now, I'm brash and you need to pick up on it.
Brash.
Yes.
The way you speak sometimes, I'm like, he must, how big is your, ready?
Whoa, whoa.
Tell me to stop.
You could have, yeah, you went too fast. Stop.
Nice.
Hard.
Yeah, no.
You like that?
Interesting. I've had.
You have?
I have once.
How was it?
I didn't know he was in me. And cool. I accidentally.
Guys, let's cut to
I've
a clip.
Never. I've never said that online.
Okay, I will say though.
Yeah, where
the live show, the live show that you guys were on together, you were saying some crazy shit.
Me?
Yeah. I remember being like, ah, this dude's crazy.
Crazy. I understand. Like I hope he never speaks to me again. Type
like you're
of
insane.
Do you have anything that comes to mind? Like specifics?
I don't know. I feel like you were being really inappropriate. Oh,
okay. It's Franny.
That's Franny.
So,
yeah.
So
I apologize. I think there's different tastes.
It just made like my skin crawl off of me.
Of course, because you hate fun. But besides that, I'm sure you're great. Like, I'm sure if we were sitting there reading the dictionary together, we'd have a great time.
Yeah,
but when it
sure.
comes to fun, no. Thank you for that feedback. I was trying to entertain the masses. It was a show.
Right.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Maybe next time, you know, I'll dull it down a little bit. So David can
maybe she'll pick you next
she
time.
She won't. She won't because okay. she doesn't understand what she wants or else she'd already have a man, right?
Fuck that.
It just keeps Damn. Coming this way.
What were we speaking? Oh, the tiny penis. I actually want to get into this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah?
It only happened once.
Who?
I'm not going to say his name.
Okay, then draw a picture.
It just, yeah. I didn't know. It was the first time, and I should have kind of assumed, not that all short guys, not that it matches the height, you yeah. know.
Wait, is it who I'm thinking of?
Oh my God, no.
David Alvarez. Oh, okay.
That ended up, that I don't know, that's a different situation. That was gotcha. Like just a one-off weird thing, but then it was fine.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, keep going, sorry.
Anyways.
That's girl talk for we'll tell you later.
We'll tell you off
yeah
camera.
Yeah yeah I just didn't he like you know
was there multiple interactions with this penis
no just that one time
and was it because of that one time that you But did you like the personality?
I'm trying to. Yeah, he was fun. We had gone on a couple dates, hung out, and then the time that we finally hooked up, I'm trying to figure out word for word what it was that I said. But oh, I felt so bad till this day.
Oh, there's eight dwarves.
I felt about. I don't remember if I said. Are you in? It couldn't have been that. It had to be nicer than that. I don't remember what I said.
It wasn't good.
I don't know. I said something. It wasn't that. It was something along those lines. But looking back, I'm like, oh my God.
Well, how did he react to that?
He just kept going.
Did he strike you as a man who knew, or was he a little nervous when the belt was getting unbuckled of like, I have to show her?
No, he was. He definitely was nervous.
Of course.
So he showed no sign of confidence?
No, he was confident. He was a dancer. I feel like dancers just naturally are confident.
And we are boiling down who it is. Go to her Instagram, kids.
Well, before Coldstone and I'm a dancer. Like that was, I retired like 3-4 years ago, but that was my life. And he was a dancer. I feel like dancers just like naturally know what to do with their body. So usually they're great in bed, always. I've never had a dancer that wasn't great in bed because you just kind of know.
And how many dancers have you been with in bed again?
Anyways.
1, 2, 3.
But yeah, I don't remember what I said.
An 8 count at least.
But he finished.
Oh.
So.
All right. We were not asking about that. No, but he came. Yeah, okay, yeah, cool. Yeah,
so,
did you finish?
Fully caught me off guard. Yeah. But he finished. We're like, okay.
No, but he finished a couple times, I promise. Okay. Did you? I feel like I have to ask. I assume no. No. You're more of a, you know, man in the boat, pleasure type of gal. Okay, over to you. Do you have an illness, an ailment, something physical or emotional or really anything medical that is piquing your interest negatively? Can I offer you some advice? When you go to the doctor, you don't know how great they're going to be. You know, there's no like, oh, this Yelp review for a doctor. Oh, wait, now there is. Have you ever heard of ZocDoc? Because recently I've had ailments and I'll go to my local group chat and I'll ask the boys, hey, what do you think is going on here? And they give me the worst advice because they're not doctors. Instead, I can go down to ZocDoc and search through so many doctors in my area that take my insurance that are peer reviewed to let me know they're actually good at their job. How wonderful is that?
That's amazing.
It's amazing because you go to the doctor and you have so many questions in your head. Does this guy know what he's talking about? Does he even care about my ailment? If you have something medical going on, you should be comfortable talking about it and learning about it from a professional you can trust. And that is the ZocDoc guarantee.
So just to clarify, ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. And you can filter specifically for doctors who are near you, take your insurance, and treat almost any condition you're looking for.
Start taking your health seriously and go to ZocDoc.com/dropouts and download the free app today. That is ZocDoc.com/dropouts and go get yourself that free app to find the best doctor for you. Are you staying up late, binging TV shows like all of us, scrolling on your phone, and sometimes you just feel a little sluggish? You could be dehydrated, baby boys and baby girls. I mean dehydrated. But I drink water. Oh, do you? What if you could double your rehydration simply and easily, and it tastes better than just water? Can I interest you in liquid IV? Zach, do you even use it? The pack's open, brother, and half of it's gone. Of course we use it. Not only is it built for athletes like myself, I mean, a man of stature, it is built for the gamer. It is built for the mom that works with her kids and family that just needs that extra boost of energy to get through the day. Remember, when you're feeling tired, a lot of times you're just dehydrated.
There are three things that I love about liquid IV.
Name them.
Okay, I was getting there. Thank you very much. One is the convenient packaging. Okay, so this is the pack that you see all the time. But inside are these convenient little sticks that you're able to take anywhere with you on the go. The second thing I love, obviously, is how great it makes me feel. And the third thing is the flavors. There are so many flavors. Zach had strawberry. My personal favorite is the sugar-free grape. There are dozens of different flavors. We also had strawberry lemonade for a while. That was another personal favorite.
But we drank it so fast because we loved it so much.
Exactly.
One stick of liquid IV in 16 ounces of water doubles your hydration because of the wonderful, wonderful vitamins and minerals and electrolytes. You hear that sound? That's electrolytes. You hear that sound? That's hydration. You hear that sound? That's a feral dog.
So grab your sugar-free Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier in bulk today nationwide at Costco, or get 20% online when you go to liquidiv.com and use code
DROPOUTS. Use code DROPOUTS at liquidiv.com. And remember to get it at your local Costco. Get your hydration up, baby. You'll feel better. Do the absolute best thing for your e-commerce business before the absolute tornado of a storm that the holiday season is going to bring for your business. And that is to make it easy with ShipStation. Jared, tell them a little bit about it.
ShipStation has made it easier than ever to manage your e-commerce business with their all-in-one dashboard. ShipStation offers effortless integration anywhere you sell online. That's places like Amazon, Etsy, Shopify, eBay, and more. ShipStation also has industry-leading discounted rates from USPS, UPS, DHL, and Global Post. I'm talking discounts up to 84% off USPS.
84%?
84% off USPS and UPS rates.
That's nuts.
130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business using ShipStation.
Sign me up, baby boy.
So set up your business for holiday success with ShipStation. Go to ShipStation.com/dropouts and start your 60-day free trial.
That's ShipStation.com/dropouts to start your first 60-day free trial.
Thank you, ShipStation, for sponsoring the show.
Thank you, ShipStation. Thank you, ShipStation. What is
my favorite animal?
We already did that one.
Yeah.
Did we?
No, we did.
No, you asked that and never got answered.
We never. Oh, okay. You asked?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. What is your favorite animal?
I really love birds.
Really? A lot of people are terrified of
birds.
Zach, we have a bird book. We have backyard bird book.
You do?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Cute.
It's like for bird watchers. If you're looking out in your backyard,
love them. I mean, we both grew up with birds.
So many birds.
I love birds.
I recently heard a saying about a bird when it came to relationships. Usually I speak of comedy and you guys are probably expecting something crass, but I thought this was very sweet. When you're in a relationship, a lot of times when it starts to go awry is one person will be excited about something, and then in the beginning of a relationship, the other person will reciprocate. Say you see a bird, like, oh, look at that bird. And like, you're really excited to see that bird. And the other person, since it's new and loving, like, oh, that is a cool bird. And they see all the reasons that you like it. And then later on, years down the road or even months, depends on when you guys kind of distance yourselves mentally and emotionally, you'll say, look at that bird. And then they'll kind of give like, oh, yeah. And they're what I'm trying to say is, if you're in a relationship, look at the bird too.
Okay.
You know, make sure you care about the little things that they like.
Aww.
So I like that you like birds.
That's really sweet.
Of course. What's your favorite bird?
Good question.
Thank you. Good follow up.
Parakeet.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So you got raw dogged by Paul. What's the biggest you've ever had?
That's a great question.
I thought of that recently.
Of course you did.
Because I was like, I did think about that recently, only because I remember being very scared. About it. And
was that also a one-time thing?
It was a one-time thing.
Okay, so we have to find a happy medium. And what's a good size of Jared was to ask?
If I was to ask?
Jared was
to
ask.
Why am I the one to ask?
I'm asking for Jared.
Asking for a friend. I don't know. I think it depends on the girl. Like,
we're asking you.
Some fit, some don't.
Gotcha. And do you have a gaping hole? That's what we're asking. You can say yes.
Zach, you can't ask the guest if they have a gaping hole.
I'm talking to her about birds. Let's talk about the cage.
No, it's nice and pretty down there, I would say.
That's got to
I really
heard that here first.
Really love mine. I know some girls don't appreciate theirs, but I've always really loved mine.
Why?
I don't know.
No,
I just think it looks nice.
Okay. So
I've always liked it.
Compact?
I think it's cute. Yeah, compact. Nice.
Gotcha.
Neat.
Gotcha. Did you have the surgery? Or you always...
What surgery?
What?
There's a labia thing.
Oh, there is.
Yeah. I'm up to date.
There is a surgery.
The topics.
What, that girls to make get. It smaller?
No.
Tighter?
Sometimes there's just like extra skin down there.
Oh.
And girls just kind of nip it a little.
Got it.
Ow.
Oh my God. I don't even have labia, but I felt it.
I don't want to know what that...
That sounds horrible.
Is like.
Favorite fast food restaurant?
I don't know, Chick-fil-A, In-N-Out.
Oh, wow, Chick-fil-A, In-N-Out.
Unpopular, I like Jack in the Box.
That's a crazy answer.
Whoa. I love Jack in the Box. But also, when my mom was pregnant with me, she was working at Jack in the Box.
You cannot stop talking about your box. I'm asking Franny about her opinions on things. Okay. So Chick-fil-A, what's your order there?
What do I get at Chick-fil-A?
Don't you pipe in.
She's like, I get.
We're going to wait, okay? Oh, I can see this happens commonly in the relationship. And you had the piper down recently. Okay, what? Go ahead. It's okay. Stay over there. You're okay.
I get it. I don't know. It depends. I like the grilled nuggets.
Of course, because you're a health queen.
I do like to be healthy.
You went through a health body transformation.
I was almost 30 pounds heavier at one point.
How do you know that?
David, probably.
David did text that one. Yeah, okay. What had you always been maybe working out your whole life, or how did you get to the 30 pounds heavier and then wanting to be a little skinny queen?
So all my life I was an athlete. I played basketball for 10 years and ran track for 4 in high school.
I love basketball.
So
I love basketball.
Oh, you wow, do?
True. Yeah, I play all the time. She has a boyfriend and you know, I don't mix.
Mix what?
Can't men and women just be friends, huh?
What don't you mix?
What? Semen with other semen. Okay. Gross. I need to talk to you about basketball.
Okay.
What position did you play?
I was a shooting guard. Yeah, I was point guard.
Oh, a combo guard. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
Did you play in college?
No.
But you were good enough?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Do you still hoop?
Once in a while. Sometimes I'll go play with the guys.
Yeah.
The
boys. She's really good. She's being modest. She's really good.
We should play sometime. Anyway, and then you became a skinny queen. How?
Yeah. So I was an athlete all my life up until I moved to LA.
And Los then when Angeles. For audio listeners.
Los Angeles. So then when I moved here, I just was super stressed. I had a thyroid issue, wasn't eating healthy. I gained like 30 pounds. Gotcha. And then after a couple of years, I finally was like, okay, I need to put my health first. And that's what I did. So I started working out with a trainer and I started just eating a lot healthier.
Sorry, she almost piped in.
I was not. I was fully invested.
Neza can say though that I looked, when we lived together, how different I looked. And it was crazy because you can't.
Did you body shame her?
No. No, wow. she didn't even know. Like, she didn't even notice. She was like, Franny, I don't even remember you looking like that.
It's crazy because we look back at photos all the time. We do it all the time just to look back at our time in that house. But looking at obviously the difference now, you just, back then I always thought, I was like, that was normal to me. That was healthy. That was like normal Franny to me. And then to see the difference now, I wouldn't have known, you know, like.
Yeah. I mean, trigger warning, but I did have a pretty bad like binge eating disorder. Okay. So so that did not help triggered at all. For anyone listening.
Yeah.
No, we're not recording.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
We're just hanging.
We're just hanging out.
Actually, when you said that, I just looked, my camera's off.
Don't worry, we don't cut to him very much.
It'll just be an animated version of you up until this point.
Sorry about that. He has one job and he ruined it. Okay, so do you feel like after working out, your mental health took a spike of positivity?
Yeah, for sure.
And you were in a dark place?
Kind of. I think I was just really upset with myself and not taking care of myself. So when I was actually trying to take care of myself, I did feel a lot better.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to come back to you.
What the?
Oh, man.
How do you feel about your body?
I love my body.
Actually?
Yeah, I do.
You gonna stand by that answer?
I mean, everyone has their...
Okay, name 4 things you hate about your body. This is positive, trust me.
How is it positive?
You're right, it's not. I tricked you. That's manipulation.
Here's what I gotta say. I like to say that I do because I feel like it'll trick my brain into believing that I do. But also, I feel like I grew up in a household where like my parents were like my hype people at all times. So like they were always being, you know, they were always like picking me up like, oh, you're so pretty. Da, da, da. So I grew up in a household where they were consistently telling me how great I was. And so that's helped a lot being an adult.
They didn't let you buy a mirror?
That is so rude.
I'm asking a question, okay?
Dude, he's real upset about
he is. He's upset. I know he's upset about the blind dating video. It's okay.
I'm letting it out.
But yeah, I feel like for the most part, I'm pretty positive when it comes to self-love. I feel like if I just say it enough, it'll... you know, eventually just stick.
Okay. We play this fun game called My Body and My Mind. So we like to say one positive thing about ourselves. This is my favorite thing about my body. This is my favorite thing about me emotionally. And it's, I feel like it's a very positive thing. Alyssa, let's start with you, who hasn't spoken once in this podcast. What's your favorite thing about your body? Go ahead. I'm going to put on some chapstick.
I don't want to start first.
Okay. But we pay you, so you have to.
Is your body like your eyes?
That is part of your eye. Yeah. Good job.
Okay. My eyes.
Okay. Nice. And now your mind.
My mind.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just like emotionally and gentle. Like it doesn't, the type of person you are, anything.
I would hope and try to make people feel comfortable.
See, okay. We got to cut out the I would hope. You just got to be like, I make people comfortable.
Yeah.
And you do.
Thank you.
Okay, now you got to say it yourself.
therapy session.
Yeah, this is kind of beautiful.
Thank you.
I make people feel comfortable.
You stuttered. You got to get it out with confidence.
Dude, imagine him being a dad.
Or I thought you were going to say therapist. Because that's terrifying.
Your kid's going to be like, can I do it? You're like, say it again. Yeah. Say it better.
Say it again.
And they'll start crying.
That's him when I like eat food. And okay. Like, if I don't eat food, he's like,
there
just
we go.
Do it.
Don't eat food. Not if she eats too much food. Sometimes she'll eat like 200 calories in a day, and I'll go, we're going to have to consume some stuff, huh? Because we're on a workout plan together, and you have to get 1,500 calories, and we tracked her one day, and it was 300. So, what are we going to do? Yum, yum. Yes. Jared,
my turn.
Correct.
My body. I
thought you were saying general. You just go my body.
My everything.
Obviously,
fucking perfect. I like that. I'm taller than people expect when they meet me. So, like, not the tallest, but taller than people expect. That's always nice. That's a great compliment. And then my mind. I am a relentlessly positive person. So
that's why he needs you on this podcast.
Yeah, we balance each other out pretty well.
Yeah, we do.
Well, you won't let me.
Your parents are showing. Okay, over to you,
Franny.
Oh,
we're gonna get to her
for real.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Hold on. Can I think for 2 seconds?
Neza.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I would say...
Franny.
I don't know. My eyes?
Cop out. She already took that.
You do have nice eyes. You're allowed to say it.
I feel
like... You have
nice
teeth.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
You can't say that though. I already said it.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't know. I like my eyes a lot actually because I feel like it makes me look super ethnically diverse. I feel like a lot of people don't know what my ethnicity is. And okay. I feel like my eyes are very unique.
Can I guess?
Looking. Go for it.
She's just, already said
it. Kenyan. I already said it.
What'd you say?
Kenyan.
Yeah.
I
nailed it.
Wait, what did you say?
Oh, you didn't hear me?
You said like Irish or something?
Wait, actually guess then if you didn't hear it.
Oh, I actually didn't hear it.
Okay. What?
Wow.
What?
So he's not even paying attention
to
half of the shit we're saying.
He has not listened to a
one,
word.
Yeah, listener. One thing. What do you think we both are?
We had a whole conversation about it.
Me,
shocking, you don't remember. We're both the same half.
Can I speak? Okay, sorry about that. If I had to guess, is he Colombian?
Okay, he was.
Yeah. Okay. What's the other one?
White.
No.
Irish.
No.
What is it, dude?
You said white and then Irish.
Yeah, that's
so
extra white.
Yeah, you went white and whiter.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Puerto Rican.
Same thing?
No.
Oh, I just did that for the comments. You're like, brother, that's not. Okay. Puerto Rican. Great. I went to Puerto Rico.
You did recently?
Oh, well, I Googled images of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yes, it was. Nessa.
Yeah. Oh.
Can I call
game.
You Vanessa?
Sure.
Does anybody ever do that? What about Van?
Absolutely no to the
Does
van.
Does somebody do that?
Absolutely no to
oh,
the van.
Oh, an ex did that, didn't they?
No, I don't think anyone's ever called me Van. They've said Vani.
No, that's too close doesn't to Franny. You're already impending on her, like,
don't your parents call you, like, oh, no, they just say Vanessa.
My mom says Vanessa.
Oh, with
Vanessa.
A B.
With a B. Vanessa.
Vanessa.
I actually got it on a bracelet as a joke once with a B.
And then how many times did you look at it and go, wow, ha ha. Aha, this is funny.
What was the game? What was the question?
Are you black or white? What was it?
Oh, you're you have to guess what her other half
guess
is.
Guess what my other half is.
I thought the game was a positive thing about yourself. Yeah. Yeah, you're Colombian and Dominican?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's whatever.
Whoa.
Because I knew you knew Spanish.
Yes.
But I didn't know you had Colombian until recently. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, you had to say something emotional you like about yourself.
Oh, yeah. I like how nurturing and caring I am towards other people.
There's the mom.
Some things we can learn, huh, Nessa?
What?
Some things we can take from our friends and utilize them in our personality.
What was the question? Oh, body.
Yeah, what's something you like about yourself?
I would say I really like my skin in the sense of one of like the main compliments I get from anybody is how soft. I have really soft skin and I take pride in that, of it being very soft.
Why are you pointing?
Why are you pointing?
I was hoping you'd come over here.
He wants to touch
so
you.
I could do this.
He wants to touch you.
And I will be the judge.
Here we go.
Oh God.
Oh no.
Okay, I'm gonna close my eyes to see if I know it's her. Yeah. Smooth.
Anyway,
smooth?
Yeah, I've literally had like strangers brush up against my arm and be like, what lotion do you use? No joke. That's a true story.
Is it men or women? Is this in a club setting? Because they just don't have a good first line.
No, women mainly. Anyways, mainly. That's what I like. I like my skin.
Okay, and now over to emotional.
Oh, emotionally. I would say that I tend to put people
down.
Before. Down. I tend to put people before me, which is like a blessing and a curse because it makes you a good friend, but then also you like...
But you like that about yourself?
Yeah, because it makes me a good friend.
I haven't noticed that in our friendship so far, which is fine.
All 48 hours of us being acquaintances.
Besties. Strange that you would phrase it like that.
Interesting.
We've hung out just
once for 45 minutes.
Yeah, we're very transactional, this relationship.
We are.
Yeah.
Are you going to change that or just keep it the way it is?
Just keep riding
this train.
You live
so close to me. I was shocked.
Well, don't show up. How'd the video do that? We recently did a video. Yeah. What was it called?
Should we date?
Oh, wait. Were you guys compatible?
Yep.
I need to watch that.
Two different answers. Yeah. Here.
What video did you film?
I don't remember.
It was the worst compatibility test I've ever done with anyone. And I've done so many over the years. Yes. I think we got like 9.
Out of what?
Out of like 20.
Dang.
You know us.
You couldn't even get a 50%?
No.
I was trying. No, she was like, be true to yourself. But it was like little stuff. Like, would you rather go to In-N-Out Burger or like Chick-fil-A?
We got that one right.
Exactly.
What was it? Chick-fil-A?
In-N-Out. Really? Yeah, it was kind of weird. And then she's like, I wouldn't mind you getting In-N-Out. And I was like, gross. And then she's like, I want a little bit of that spread. I was like, what are you talking about? And then I left. That's how we only got to 9 because we got 9 correct and then I left. Are we doing this game?
Yeah, but you didn't go.
What?
You didn't give your...
What's your body? What do you love about yourself?
I like my athleticism.
That's not your body.
That's not your body?
What? That is encompassing of all my body.
Okay, a specific feature.
Oh, wait, ready?
My
stop.
Knees.
Tell me when to stop.
Not my penis. Because I was the one that was in here with a micro penis. I'm so scared to get my penis out ever in front of you. Because of how you will scoff of it.
I would not. I don't scoff. I accept all sizes, shapes, colors, all of it.
Diseases?
Oof.
I like my... Well, I do say this. This is not a joke. I like my knees.
Why?
I have a very aesthetically pleasing knees. We can't see them right now. These are very tight and I can't pull them up. Just believe me.
Aesthetically pleasing knees.
A personality trait. Very, I would say very hardworking. Okay. All right. Here we go.
Okay. Oh, I'll take the one that handsome ate.
What do you mean?
He didn't know.
Yeah.
He didn't know an answer.
He has an attraction
he's a psychopath.
Towards flat things. We don't know what it is.
What did he hit that against?
What did he hit it against?
Teeth.
He chewed on it.
Chewed on that?
Yeah.
Franny,
yeah.
Did you thought this dog picked us? It was going like this.
I hate 2014 YouTube videos. He's just so mad.
Oh my God, for a second I didn't know it was the dog.
Oh, she thought handsome was a person.
I didn't hear handsome.
Oh.
I thought it was like a guest that came and got mad and smacked it.
That's funnier.
That would be a way better story.
The fact that he did that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And he's got a real foot fetish too. So imagine what he could do to your little steppers.
To your tootsies?
Your tootsies? Your toots? Alyssa, why don't you announce the game because you have a voice?
Okay, so this game is the compatibility test.
Yay!
So we're going to, it's very similar to yours, so we're going to play it again.
But then we're also promoting yours, so hopefully people go over there and watch your video.
So I'm just going to ask you questions, and then they have multiple choice answers, and then you're going to choose whatever one you prefer.
And then are you going to be able to, like, hey, Zach and Jared got this one right together, or Zach and
Fran? I can. Okay.
You're making her do extra work.
Oh, she works here. Oh, that's what we pay her to do. Oh, this is a job. She's not here just hanging out. Oh, I gotta bring it up after. Remind me. Just say ex girlfriend.
Remind.
Sorry. Yours?
No. This.
I know.
Throw it to the side.
It's all good.
Okay. Thanks for bringing it up.
Okay. So the first question is: we're gonna watch a movie franchise.
Okay.
Which movie are we gonna watch? Are we gonna watch Harry Potter, Star Wars, or Jurassic Park?
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic. It's just.
It's drastic. How many dinosaurs are in here? She goes, what?
Did I not say it right?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right.
3, 2, 1. Jared, say yours.
Oh, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Star Wars.
I've never watched Star Wars.
Seems why you didn't pick it. That makes sense.
I was vice president of the Harry Potter Club in high school.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're a fucking nerd.
Are you a Huffle?
What is it?
Gryffindor.
Ah, of course you are.
Of course.
Wannabe.
I took the test as well.
What would you do in this Harry Potter Club?
It really was an excuse to nominate one of our friends for homecoming court.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, field Quidditch.
Field Quidditch?
You ran around carrying a broom between your legs?
We wouldn't do the broom, but it's like basically just ultimate frisbee.
Like handball?
On a field?
Yeah.
It's like handball for virgins. Like,
what?
What?
It's like, okay, forget it. Forget it.
She was like, I'm going to tiptoe to the other side. But she stayed. Okay.
We're planning a trip. Where are we going? Are we going to the mountains or are we going somewhere tropical? Like the beach.
Just two?
Yeah.
Just okay.
Two. Oh, man, this is hard.
Depends on the season, but.
Yeah. Mm. Wait, guys, hold on. I don't know.
It's okay. It's only two things you got to pick through.
I need like context.
Okay, so tropical is like a beach, and then mountains, warm. Pretty self-explanatory.
Okay, forget it.
It's like rocks, but bigger.
Got it.
All right.
She got it.
All right, Jared, flip yours.
3, 2, 1. Mountains.
Tropical.
Okay, so I'm on the other side of
this. So thing. Far, you two ladies have two together, and then we both have one with the ladies and zero with each other.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yep, this is adding up.
out of these three Disney movies, which one is your favorite? Aladdin, Mulan, Little Mermaid.
Easy. Got it. Okay, Jared, just for the audio listeners, we'd be like,
Jared says Aladdin.
Okay.
Am I supposed to announce my name?
Yeah, you'll do your own name.
Neza is saying Little Mermaid. Ooh.
Franny is saying Little Mermaid.
I already know Zach's answer.
Zach is saying Mulan.
Interesting.
Let's get down to business.
You sing that all the time.
You actually are a pretty good singer from the little bits that I've
heard. 2 feet.
That gave him liquid courage to keep going.
Liquid.
You can't stroke his ego or else you'll just go off the rails.
You can't stroke my little ego. Where is... I asked this in the thing, but have you guys ever dated guys that say no cap unironically?
He asked me this. No.
No cap? No.
Like they'll just be like, no cap. And then do you want to throw up a little?
What does no cap mean?
There we go. Like cap, that's a
no.
Woman.
No cap. Like no... No.
Like not lying.
Like I know
not
like... Lying. Oh, okay. Because like cap is like... Is like, oh, like yeah. Hey, you're capping, right? But no cap is like.
You just use the same word. The
no cap. It's the same thing.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'm like 12,000 years old, it feels like.
And that's okay.
Okay.
Do you read books?
Sometimes. She does.
I do.
Oh my gosh, what is the series that you're currently on?
The ACOTAR series.
The what?
A Court of Thorn and Roses series. I'm on the last book.
Oh, nice. Is that the red cover with like the dragon on it?
The first one's red.
Out of these, which is your favorite holiday? Halloween, Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Let's get down.
I feel like we'll all get this one right.
Mm. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
All right. Jared says Christmas.
Neza says Christmas.
Franny says Christmas.
Xmas.
Did you fuck it up?
Zach, you can't be the one to fuck it up.
If you said Halloween, I will throw your board.
Christmas, ladies. Yay! Look at us. Let's all spend Christmas together this year.
Okay, fun.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever spent Christmas alone? I have.
Oh my gosh.
Nobody bring it down.
I woke up
like this.
I woke up on Christmas morning last or 2 years ago alone.
Oh. Oh. Sorry. Did you go to sleep with someone there?
No.
Oh, okay. It just seemed like someone lightly left in the night.
Oh, no, no, no. This was the year we were with your family. And then everyone left and I was home alone.
Wait, so someone did leave.
When we were... Which Christmas? At my place?
2 years ago. No, at my place. Remember when your parents came for Christmas Eve?
And then your parents went back home.
Yeah,
got
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Sorry.
No worries. That's cool. Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
If we had another question, what would it be?
You're planning a day date. Where are we going? Disneyland?
Oh my gosh.
Mini golfing?
Oh my gosh.
Or a hike?
Oh.
Easy. All right, guys. Come on. We got this.
Easy, like Neza when she was in dance.
Jared says mini golf.
Neza says Disneyland.
Franny says Disneyland.
Let's get down to Disney.
That's an expensive date, though.
Neza, we have gotten every single one right so far.
Because that's why we're Frezza.
I took a girl on a second date to Disneyland, and then after that, we never saw each other again.
Okay, wait, let's talk about it.
Please, it hurts me.
You should ask him about where that hat's from, too.
Ooh.
I forgot about that.
What? Wait, what? Did anything happen?
No. That, like, I just, I don't think.
Or did you call it off?
Was it just a coincidence?
I called it off.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Zach called it off. Totally.
I called it off.
Okay, wait, but what happened? I want to know.
I think she was just looking for someone who was better in every way.
Okay.
And I get could that. Provide that.
Interesting. So,
what about you guys? When was your guys' last breakups?
Why are you looking at me? Mine was last November.
How'd it go?
Oh, a year. About to be a year. It was good. Mutual, healthy.
I know nothing about your guys' dating
You know
lives.
My ex.
Who?
Crawford.
The DJ?
Yeah.
What's up, dude? I like him.
Yeah.
So I never had a conversation with him, but we're dap up boys. Like, we see each other at a party. Yeah. Like, what's up, dude? And then we hit him with a what's up, dude.
Yeah.
And then we
walk away.
Don't speak.
Yeah.
But we know each other.
Yeah.
Oh, sick. So you broke up with him. Why?
There's a video about it.
I don't want to watch it. What was the reason?
Just differences in,
political opinions.
Like, no, just like, you know, my career isn't like,
important.
The easiest for a guy to deal with. So,
okay, this doesn't have to be that guy specific, but why is it hard to deal with?
Well, because I intend to go into acting and things, and also
porn.
No,
sorry, what you just like skirted. You said acting and things.
Like music videos. You know, I would love to.
Oh
ask
my
other
gosh!
People.
Wait. What music video were you recently in?
The Lainey music video?
Interesting. Let's move on.
All right.
Where did we go? I don't even know where we were.
So why is acting?
I feel like that industry can get, it's really intimate sometimes, you know, on screen stuff. And so it's not something that I can just like force everyone that I'm with to like be okay with. And
gotcha.
If they feel, if they need to step away, then I don't, there's no hard feelings. Like I don't, you know what I mean? It's out of my control.
Are you able, do you find yourself, if you're in one of those scenarios, like getting a little emotionally invested because you are kissing someone?
I haven't yet.
Gotcha.
I haven't kissed anyone in anything yet.
Oh, okay.
But I have gotten like pretty close and intimate on jobs and stuff.
Hand or blow?
I cannot. Anyways, yeah, we'll see. You know.
Okay, next one. Huh?
So Halloween's coming up. What is the Halloween candy that we are gravitating towards? Kit Kats, Snickers, M&Ms, or Skittles?
Dude, what about the one I want?
I know which one you want. It's nasty.
You're nasty.
That would be too easy.
Your attitude's nasty.
Ew, what do you like the Three Musketeers?
No, just wait.
Okay, just wait. Sorry.
Oh, wait. I'm changing my
mind. And I'm
so
sad.
Sorry. Sorry.
M&Ms. Jared says M&Ms.
Neza says Kit Kats.
Okay.
Franny says Snickers.
Can I tell him?
No. Shut the fuck up. Okay.
What? What's your answer? Zach says M&Ms.
Yeah, Zach. Why? We connected.
But I would go peanut M&Ms, but I would also go, obviously, the Reese's, which are pumpkin shaped. I think those are delicious.
In every way. I love Reese's.
Oh, yeah. I would kill for a Reese's right now.
Okay, to give you the speed run, Jared uses a no follow ups. Alyssa, thanks for the alley oop there.
Okay. So speaking of movies,
okay.
We're going to see a movie together. Which genre are we going to watch? Drama, action, or horror?
Where the hell's comedy in there?
Well, I knew that would have been too easy.
Okay.
I don't like the way that you looked at me. I don't like the way you looked at me and scoffed. That was a scoff.
You were staring directly. I wasn't expecting to look over there and you were just staring.
I was seeing if your skin was really nice. It was not. Jared.
Drama. Jared says wow. Drama.
What is wrong with you?
Neza says drama.
What is wrong with you?
Franny says horror.
I said drama too. But that's cool. You like being scared in the night. Have you seen Talk to Me?
No.
Oh, really?
You would like it.
Yeah, you would. If you like horror movies.
I like
movies.
Watching horror movies with like a significant other or, you know, like going on a date. It's just more fun.
I gotcha. But we're busy. True. You should go and watch it yourself.
By myself?
Yeah.
No, I won't do that by myself.
No, no.
Oh, take
no,
your boy
no,
toy. No. What was his name again? Let's cut to
my
a clip.
My boy toy.
Cut to a clip.
Okay.
You have the aux. What type of music are you playing?
Ooh.
Hip-hop, rap, like hip-hop slash rap, pop, or country?
Damn. Depends on the day. But right now, this has kind of been my car.
This is the...
Yeah, of course.
Is that a real gumball machine?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are they old or stale?
No, they're pretty new.
Do I have to put a quarter in it?
Grab it out the top. When we had Kian on here, he put 8 in his mouth at one time, unprovoked. Yeah.
That sounds like
8?
Him.
Yeah.
That sounds
he
like,
was juiced up, like as he said. All right. Jared says country.
Neza says pop.
Frenny says pop.
Daddy says country.
Maybe we should just
bang, dude. I want to be inside you. Okay, the big reveal. Drum roll, please.
For the most compatible?
Let's start with the least compatible.
You and Zach. I mean, Jared and you.
Okay, I knew we weren't gay, but now it's official. I was on the fence about it.
That's what this whole game was.
You are cute.
It was like, yeah, secretly that.
Most compatible, Franny and us.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, Frezza.
I think the only question you guys didn't have the same answer on was the movie genre.
And the candy.
And the candy,
oh, and the candy. Yeah. I forgot about the candy.
I'm not a Snickers girl.
Yeah. Jared is. Fuck off.
Wow.
Yeah. Snickers satisfies. And then who is the who's
second compatible?
Second most compatible?
Probably.
Who knows?
Probably Jared and one of the girls. But whenever the girls got it right, Jared, like they both got it right.
So Jared,
I feel like us three.
Yeah.
That's
great.
Yeah. As a thruple. And like,
I'm a lone wolf, baby.
Yeah, you did it.
I'm
really.
Isolated.
Yeah. How does that make you feel?
You feel sad?
On camera, sad. All right, guys, thank you for having these two wonderful ladies on the podcast. You can find them at Franny _ Oh, my.
Wow.
_ what?
Arietta.
Yes, sir. Could never say that in my life. And then we've got, is it Baby Neza?
It is Baby Neza.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
Because she's a baby.
I'm just a baby.
I'm just a baby.
Cheer for somebody who would love you. Okay. So we're about to head over to the Patreon where we're going to play a very dicey game where they're going to reveal their boyfriend's names. And it is going to be, yeah, I know it's going to be a little crazy, but we're going to play this game called Password. So head over to the Patreon in the description. And remember, we're also doing a giveaway where we're giving away a bunch of fun prizes like an Xbox, a Nintendo Switch, what else should we give away?
Gift cards.
We'll give away AirPods. Why not? Anything else we should give away? It's good.
I don't
know. iPhone.
Maybe a merch.
Comment below what you want us to give away.
We'll give away some merch too. So head over to the Patreon. You have to sign up right now. And if you don't, I will punch your mother. Okay. Thank you guys so much. Also, subscribe. I forget. We should say that more.
Yeah.
This is the first time we've ever said it.
Yeah.
Anything else we should say?
Always say subscribe.
Turn on notifications.
No, that's crazy.
What?
You should let them know that most people that watch your videos are not subscribed. Which is crazy.
I don't want to let them know that.
No, because they'll click.
I don't want to make them feel bad. comment down below which one of these ladies you think is the most emotionally aware and of themselves. Bye, guys.
What? Bye.
Bye.
God, that was great. We got to do that thing at the top. Okay.
I'm going to
do
one thing. I was about to remind you.
God, what a woman.
I know.
We can just do that for the ad reads.